This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The Chinese government has confirmed it is working on plans to push back the mandatory retirement age in the country. The Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security has announced it's working on a reform proposal to gradually ease back the retirement age on a step-by-step basis. Right now, the mandatory retirement age for men in China is 60. It's 55 or even 50 in some cases for women. This is a much lower retirement threshold than in other countries around the world, with the average retirement age being around 65. There are over 200 million people in China over the age of 60, which is around 15% of the overall population. That figure is expected to rise to close to 20% in the next 5 years, putting an additional strain on the National Pension Fund and other social resources. Chinese authorities have announced a one-year ban on imports of African ivory acquired as hunting trophies. The State Forestry Administration says it will stop approving all African ivory imports under this designation until next October. It's part of the continued fight against wildlife poaching and trafficking in China. It follows a one-year ban in February on imports of African ivory carvings. The ban also comes on the heels of a Chinese national being detained in Tanzania for allegedly running an ivory smuggling ring out of that country. The latest Hurun Wealth Rankings now has Wanda Chair Wang Jianlin listed as China's richest man. Wang Jianlin is said to be worth around $34 billion. A lot of his new wealth is being attributed to the tenfold increase in the share price of Wanda's newly listed cinema chain. Wang Jianlin overtakes Alibaba founder Jack Ma, who's seen his personal net worth drop to around $22 billion, mostly due to this year's plunge in Alibaba share price in New York. Beverage King Zhongqing Ho of Wahaha sitting third with a net worth of some $21 billion, up 8% year on year. The Industrial and Commercial Bank of China has announced it's opening its first branch in Mexico. The Mexico branch will be ICBC's fourth bank to open in Latin America after launching previous operations in Argentina, Brazil, and Peru. The bank in Mexico City will officially begin operations next year. Mexico is Latin America's second largest economy. A Chinese company is preparing to launch court action in New Zealand to try to have the courts there overturn a government decision to block its purchase of a local farm. A subsidiary of Shanghai Pengxin, known as Pure 100 Farm, was hoping to pay around $60 million to purchase a farm on New Zealand's North Island. However, the New Zealand government blocked the bid, arguing the proposed Chinese takeover didn't meet the proper criteria for the sale of lands over 5 hectares in size to overseas buyers. The Chinese side plans to challenge the decision on the criteria the government of New Zealand used to make the assessments of overseas land purchases. The port of Tianjin has announced it's establishing a new regular shipping route to the Mediterranean East Coast. The route, to be serviced by 9 container ships, will make ports of call at countries along the way, including Malaysia, India, Israel, Egypt, and Turkey. The port of Tianjin has opened 10 routes along the new 21st century maritime Silk Road, which traverses a vast expanse of Asia, Africa, and Europe. Over 300 container ships sail every month along the maritime route. The port of Tianjin is the fourth largest in the world by volume. The government of Myanmar and 8 different armed ethnic groups in the country have signed off on a new national ceasefire. Government officials are touting this as a major step in bringing close to 6 decades of civil conflict to an end. However, of the 15 different armed groups in Myanmar involved in battles with the military-backed government, only the 8 have agreed to the new ceasefire. The current government of Myanmar has been pressing hard to have the various factions lay down their arms ahead of the country's national elections on November 8th. Researchers in the UK are now trying to figure out how a British nurse who survived an initial infection from the Ebola virus late last year has once again become ill. Pauline Cafferkey remains in critical condition in hospital in London with the Ebola virus. Doctors with London's Westminster University trying to determine how the 39-year-old began presenting with the virus once again. Cafferkey first contracted Ebola while working as a nurse in Sierra Leone. She was then transferred to a hospital in London, but released after apparently making a full recovery. Over 11,000 people have been killed by Ebola in West Africa since a massive outbreak began there in late 2013. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.